Divine blessings. Divine blessings. So it's, gosh, I just don't even know how to begin to bring this forth. Divine blessings. Divine blessings. So the best way I can explain that is to realize divine blessings are already here. They're already present, waiting for our receptivity, waiting for ourselves to combine, waiting for ourselves to notice, waiting for ourselves to transfer, waiting for ourselves to come into agreement, to stay. So, you know, it's sort of like while we're in the illusion of 3D and all this polarization, all this outer control, we want to just see that as just sort of like the old memory or the old circumstance or the old story line, and really realize that we're like casting our play, agreement, arrival on a new conversation, on a new focus, on a new horizon, on a new upliftment that is already upon us as we will stay present. So to stay present, we have to look far and wide. Far and wide is really just within our own vicinity. So it's really taking ownership for that which is already understood, already influenced, already available, already like, won't you come over? Won't you come near? Won't you sign a declaration of freedom, of heaven, of restored value? So we're not looking for it from the old assembly, from the old chokehold. we all understand that. Because that's not going to say so. We are giving our own selves safe passage, safe courtesy, safe voyage. And so as we, they're saying, as we create the arc, so as we go home, as we signal our pledge to stay, everything opens up to us. So pledge to stay is we're already on board, like to the new world, to the new arrival. And so we want to stay with it. We want to stay in full agreement, in full circulation. So we're going to have like the storm waves. We're going to have like, okay, we're doing really well, but now I got the phone call. Now somebody was not nice to me, like whatever it is. And so the more that we understand the power that is in front of us, the power that's amongst us, the power that we are, we can stand tall and ready, because it really has to do with love's assertion. It really has to do with us, each of us, opening up to our light, opening up to our inner chambers, opening up to that fantasy of influence. Fantasy of influence is, it's going to require a little bit of the imagination, a little bit of asserting what we want to bring forth in our ripe circumstance, in our ripe destiny, in our ripe course fulfillment. Because the more we stand upon that exact prophecy, meaning that we know we're light, we know that we have divine blessings, we know that we're stepped upon. And stepped upon is sort of like when we say go, when we emphasize our light, we get a little handout. And so when I'm looking at it, it's like I'm getting on the scale to see my light quotient. And because I'm doing my very, very best, it's like I've got a master behind me that's sort of putting his little foot on the scale to make it a little heavier, to really support love's pleasuring, to really support love's outlook, to really support love's true nature. Because out of this true vision, out of this true arrival, out of this true holiness, out of this true, the best way I can explain it is sort of like this covering, this overlay of love, love is born. And so this is the new orchestration. This is the new prophecy. This is the new canvassing. This is the new prophecy of life, where we're birthing the Christ renewal, the Christ ascension. So a lot of us sometimes get tripped up, and it's like, wait a minute, that can't be possible. But of course it is, because we're in the process of the Great Awakening. And so we're awakening to God's glory through and through us. And so we want to remember we are the energy of that godliness, of that God essence. And it's just been because of all of the false claim that we've been using our God creative essence to attend to that we've sort of blocked the way. So this is the time of that full extraction. This is the time of that full increase. This is the time of that full persuasion, where we come to know our rightful placement, where we come to know our rightful holy conclusion, where we come to know ourselves in our infinity. So allow yourselves to ignite, allow yourselves to receive those divine blessings. So the divine blessings are sort of like encapsulated. So imagine like it's the download, and in the download are like the instructions to everything that you need to know to pass your way. So it's not that the 3D is still gonna just sort of do its thing. It's that we're receiving those divine blessings. We're receiving love's assurance. We're receiving those downloads that are like priming the pump, that are showing us our justification of arrival. So in essence, remember, everything is vibration, everything is frequency. And as we enlighten, as we host the value of that love's equation, then what occurs for us is our destiny. So we're all destined to attend to the Most High. That's what we are doing here. That's what we have agreed upon. That's what calls you forth to this engagement. Because if there isn't a frequency attraction, you would be long gone. You would be like, oh, this isn't even vibrating, making sense. But because you're in the right voice box, meaning like this is what I know, this is what's familiar, this is right, my rightful placement, you want to remember that you're the first to go. So this is where they always do that like bottoms up thing, where you're the first to go, where you're moving into a new generational prophecy that, like, as you are willing. So the as you are willing is, you're not going to find it in like mass consciousness. You're going to find it within your own chalice, within your own framework, within your own field. So allow that field to grow strong, and allow that field to duplicate. So the duplication is, it goes on and on and on. So when we're saying these words, we're joining hands, we're joining in due privilege. And so we want to remember, like all the masters that are joining with us, this includes our master hierarchy, this includes our master engagement. So the reason like masters like tickle our fancy is because we're part of that joining, we're part of that obligation, we're part of that signature. And so that is what is exploding, that is what is coming into its rightful place, that is what is being what would I call that? It's like being opened up, where I just see like perfume, like, you know, like just a little whiff will send you in the right courtesy. So the card they're showing me is the universe card, because this is really where we're growing into a new lifestyle. So it's not like, how do I make my linear life work a little better? It's, how do I move into my divine association? How do I move into ascension? How do I move into my light body? How do I no longer abide by any of that fear energy, any of the past, like lower consciousness, emotions. So it's not like we're not going to still have them, but we're going to sort of bypass them, and we're going to notice that, like, more and more day by day, that light is filling us up whole. And so everything that's coming up is coming up for love's persuasion, so that everything is cleaned, everything is purified, everything is opened up. Because as we open up ourselves to the glory of God in the highest, God being our God self, the truth of ourselves, and it's the truth of everybody. So it's not like, oh, we're so elite. It's simply that we're recommending ourselves to our higher council. In other words, in essence, we've raised our hand and said, okay, we consent. And so there's a lot of support for when you say that, because you really are put out of place, meaning that there isn't a lot that is ahead of you that you get to follow. So it's like there's more pressure, if you will, because you're sort of going through that initiation alone. So you want to understand, it's like you're doubly blessed that you have like extra assistance. So you accomplish it steady. So the steady is this great awakening process is ongoing. And so the faster, not with the pressure, but with a welcomeness, the faster that we agree, the faster that we subscribe, we move into those places where we allow others, other passerbys. In other words, this way, right this way, you know, and we offer that vibrationally. We offer that and hold that into the collective. So we want to remember that love is assisting us daily. They keep emphasizing for me to say daily, because they really want us to get that. It's not like, oh, well, I'll do a little bit this week and maybe some more next month. So those days are long past gone. This is like the revival in your very midst, in your very circumstances, in your very life, in life's engagement. So allow yourselves to be given. So when we say be given, it's like recognizing your divine union, recognizing your divine essence, recognizing your divine birthing, because that's the birthing process that's taking hold. And when we receive that illumination, it's sort of like once you have the light, you're no longer responding to that darkness. So it seems a little hard, but it's not nearly as hard as we claim, because we still think we're trying to solve this with the logic. We're not. We're stepping into the light. We're stepping into divine union. We're stepping into love. The answer key is always going to be the love, because love is who we are. It's our natural self. And so that unconditional love is going to wake up the masses, and is going to bring forth the new heaven on earth in every every program, in every teaching. So, you know, regardless of how thick or dark anything may be, we want to remember the power of that light. And it's very important, because some of us like we're not willing to fully circulate, sort of like, well, I'll just leave that. Oh, that's too heavy, or I can't even conceive of spirit being able to touch that. So we want to remember everything actually is spirit, that God energy essence is in everything. There is nothing that isn't the consciousness of love. So there's nothing that can't be, how do I put that in words, like have that alchemy enjoyment, because it's just joining with that higher branch. So it's not that we can override free will, but when we come into alignment, when we see the truth, everything is stirred by our vision. So allow yourself, allow yourself to dream big, allow yourselves to be stirred. Be stirred by the many. So when I'm saying be stirred by the many, I just have these like rustling of like wings. I just hear like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So that many is just really realizing that we're the ones holding form. But when we say, I can, we're given that divine grace. In other words, we're given support. But that support is not going to come without our say-so. So we want to really realize that it really takes one, and that one being our own self. That one being that own self. So when they say it only takes one, the world's waiting on you, not from a place of burden, like, oh my gosh, I'm in charge of saving the entire world, but simply recognizing that the entire world is connected to you in your source strength. So that as you allow the alchemy to occur within your own vessel, within your own makeup, within your own awareness, you turn on the world because you see the world anew. You see it in its true standing. And so that offering is touched by many. And when they say many, we can't conceive of how large a many that is. So allow yourselves to be granted, allow yourselves to be orchestrated, allow yourselves to be lifted up, allow yourselves to be joined in that Christ union. So again, we are opening up to the Christ energies, to the Christ atmosphere. And so just allow yourselves to receive that. You don't need to understand what it is. It is simply like a permission statement, a permission stance. Like, allow myself to know my I am glory, my I am presence. Allow myself to, they're saying dream far and wide. So it's like, receive myself beyond the past bitterness, beyond the limitations, the constraints, beyond the mind that says what or what is not possible. So we're really moving into our light body. We're really moving in our enlightened strength. So allow that to be conceived, allow that to be self-revealed, allow that to be explored. So the exploration is going to be an ongoing passage of time. So the exploration occurs way after our little group is over, and it goes to infinity. So it's like as we're receiving and we're exploring, our other arrivals, so other incarnations, that are all really occurring the now, also receive the gifting. So it's sort of like, well, if I could just get rid of what happened in my past lifetime. Well, you are, as you can conceive it, as you will agree upon it, as you will welcome it. So we welcome everything in the now arrival. All is possible in the now. Receive your divine blessings. And say yes to everything that's about to come in. So all the divine blessings, it's like thanking spirit for the blessings already on their way, thanking your higher self for the blessings already in your midst. So what we do is we activate divine pleasure. In other words, we agree. We agree to our light. We agree to be strong. We agree to be able. We agree to be awake. And when I said we agree to be awake, I required a very deep breath in order to hold that. So there was a lot of fear energy that needed to be released with that. So they wanted me to share that to allow everyone to really understand that this is a process. The process is upon us. But it's okay to like need to take in those breaths and really release the fear, because a lot of us are shallow breathing and a lot of us are, oh God, how to put this in words, like they're saying like a misery of control, and I hate to repeat that, but we think we have to control everything and manipulate everything just to survive, because that's the programming. So how we actually survive is we submit to our divine self. So we allow and move into the flow. So it's a very different energy that we're becoming accustomed to. So for me in particular, it required several breaths. I'm still breathing into it, where I'm really letting go and trusting the higher aspect of self to join with me. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.